Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, I'm truly honored to be the guy to lead the Pirates and going forward, and grateful for the trust from Bob, from Travis, from Ben, and most importantly from the players and the fans. In thinking about the players and thinking about being from the city of Pittsburgh, and I understand Pittsburgh fans, and because I am one, and they're passionate. They're relentless. It's going to be on both sides. That's what drives me. That is what drives us every single day to be the best version of ourselves, to be the best version out on the field, and to work tirelessly towards bringing winning baseball back to Pittsburgh, which we are going to do. We are on the way, and I think that the culture in the clubhouse, the players' commitment to each other, to winning, and honestly, in representing Pittsburgh the right way, the way that I've known the city as a blue-collar, hardworking town that does those things every single day, that's the standard that we expect from our players. And I think that going forward, we're going to go out and we're going to work tirelessly. I'm going to work tirelessly to hold the players, the staff, accountable to that. And I think that for the organization, to the fans, to the city of Pittsburgh, I will work tirelessly, fight for you, fight with you to help make the Pittsburgh Pirates the best team possible and to bring playoff baseball back to the city of Pittsburgh.
And that was Donnie Kelly. Donnie Kelly, who was basically the interim manager after Derek Shelton got fired this past season for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He got extended yesterday. He is the new manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates, man, they ended the season 71-91. Donnie Kelly now getting extended. This clearly, you're asking questions. Like Donnie Kelly's extended as the manager, but who's the general manager? Well, it's Ben Cherington still. President Travis Williams alluded to that. General manager Ben Cherington will still be a part of the Pittsburgh Pirates of 2026. He will be. And I think that's the question. And I don't want to overshadow the extension of Donnie Kelly at all. I don't. But that is the biggest question I think Pirates fans have, is who's the general manager? Well, they're in lockstep together. You were stuck with general manager Ben Cherington. You would think that if you're hiring a new manager, you kind of hire a new regime and you pair that new manager, well, newish manager, with a different general manager. But no, that's not the case. This is what it is. Donnie Kelly, in my opinion, Donnie Kelly absolutely earned the opportunity that he has been given. He's earned the opportunity to be extended. He's earned the opportunity to be the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He brought some life back into this team. I don't think you can ignore that. I don't think you can ignore that at all. The record's the record. It is what it is. But if you watch the games and you go to the games and you understand, you know, what is on the table for the Pittsburgh Pirates, I thought Donnie Kelly did a pretty decent job, in at least enough to be the main guy, the main character moving forward. Now, he was given a tough task. Like anybody knows, anybody who watches sports and follows sports knows that was a tough task. To step in and to manage a team that really wasn't that good and to get the most out of them, that's what Donnie Kelly did. That's exactly what he did. What he was given, what he had to work with, he got the most out of. Now, there's going to be questions, well, should you have done a legit search for a manager? Should you have did an interview process with multiple people to find the right candidate? Probably. Probably. You probably wanted to be deliberate. And also, you know, moving at a decent pace with this manager or the potential manager search. But they didn't do that. They knew that he was the guy. I think probably a month into the season or 2 months into the season, they're like, I guarantee they made the decision like he's coming back next year. These are how the players respond to him. This is how the front office responds to him. It's a guy that's local, a guy that's from the Pittsburgh area, went to Mount Lebanon, played baseball for, what, 10 years in Major League Baseball. Was in the scouting department. You know, he has the whole gamut of what you want of a manager of a baseball team. He understands Pittsburgh. Players want to play for him, at least the players that are here. To me, it makes sense. It makes sense. Now, are you going to do the things necessary to make him a successful manager? There's where the questions come in, right? There's where the questions come in. A few quotes here from representatives of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Donnie has earned the respect of the players, front office, and our fans. And he has certainly earned mine, said Pirates chairman Bob Nunning. Donnie took over the team at a true low point. Since then, we've seen meaningful progress, not just in the clubhouse culture, but on the field. His connection to the community and passion for the franchise makes him more than just a manager. He is a Pittsburgher. He is part of our community. He is the right fit at the right time and is the right person to lead us forward. That was chairman, owner, Bob Nunning. Those were his comments. Yeah, like, okay, so is this a decision where you really feel that way? Is this just talking? Or is this the easy way out for Nunning, I think, is the question. Is this, hey, we don't even want to take the time to do a search, and this is our best option. This is our only option. This is where we're going. Or do you really feel that way? Because if you really feel that way, all the things that he said, Donnie has earned the respect of players, front office, and our fans. Wouldn't you want to do right by him? If you really feel that way about the person that is leading your baseball team, wouldn't you want to do right? There's many quotes that are out there from yesterday, from Bob Nunning, from Travis Williams. We're going to hear from Travis Williams around 6:35. He spoke yesterday about Charrington and about the situation of the Pittsburgh Pirates, about Don Kelly being extended. So I feel like it's important that you hear from them more than hear from me. I will give my opinion on what they said, but I think it's very important that you all hear each word of the Pirates brass. Each word of Ben Charrington later on in the show, we're going to play clips from him and what the expectation is moving forward. Talk is cheap. I believe Noah said that in one of his articles, right? Talk is cheap. He's absolutely right. Talk is cheap. You've been doing a lot of talking over the past how many years? A lot of talking. You have the best pitcher in baseball. The best damn pitcher in baseball. You quote unquote, you feel comfortable with the guy that you just hired to be your manager. How could you sit there and not do right by them? And how could you expect anybody to have the faith that you will do right by them? Because your actions have showed that you haven't done right by the fans, you haven't done right by the Pittsburgh Pirates organization for years. You've had opportunities to do it. You have a general manager who has been here for 6 years and has gotten what? Has regressed. But now he's back. So there's a lot of mixed messages, in my opinion. A lot of mixed messages. There always has been. This isn't something that y'all don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel about this situation. I'm very happy for Donnie Kelly. I'm very happy for his family. I think that he absolutely earned and deserved this opportunity. But is he set up for failure? Is he set up for failure? Like, anybody in his position would obviously take the job. Everybody wants to be the guy. But sometimes the situations don't let you be the guy that you really want to be. Is that the situation of the Pirates? How are we supposed to believe that it is not? How are we supposed to believe that it is? Another quote, Donnie is an elite communicator. He is deeply trusted by our players because he's credible, consistent, and unafraid of tough conversations, said Pirates general manager Ben Cherington. His background as both a scout and a coach gives him a rare perspective, patience when it's needed, and an unwavering belief in players' ability to improve. Above all, he values people and winning. His ability to adjust, lead, and do the hard work makes him the right leader. That's very well said.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do we care about anything that Ben Cherington says anymore?
No. No.
Okay, I don't either.
No. These are just words. These are just words. There's no action. There's absolutely... Could you imagine getting paid for just putting out words and not giving any action?
Yeah, Charrington's one of the people that can make it a better situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they got to read the room. I mean, obviously, he's going to say something because of the position he's in. I'm guessing this was his decision to extend Don Kelly?
I think it was Nunnings. I think it was Nunnings.
Interesting. Interesting theory there.
I mean, that's what I'm taking from it. Is Bob Nutting was like, I'm not going to waste time doing a search. I'm not going to waste time trying to find a manager that I would have to pay probably more money to come in here and to facilitate this baseball team where I know this guy. He's been here for a long time. He was the interim this year, and he did just enough in Bob Nutting's mind to warrant having be extended the opportunity to be the manager full-time. So maybe it was an easy way out, but in my opinion, I think that Donnie Kelly deserved and earned it. I don't know how they feel. I don't know how Nutting feels. I don't know how Cherington feels. How can Cherington go and say all this stuff about Don Kelly but not look himself in the mirror? Like I said, a lot of stuff, it's great. Happy for Donnie Kelly. But, at the same time, practice what you're preaching. Are you setting this guy up for failure? As great of a moment it is for Donnie Kelly, if you're Donnie Kelly, how are you really feeling? Do you really feel like you're going to have a competent roster? Do you really feel like you're going to have the right opportunities to be successful here?
I have my concerns about Don Kelly, but I know the segment's running short, so.
Well, give your concerns real quick, and then coming up next, we're going to do a list of things that happened during the season. Cal's put together a list of all the things that happened during the Pirates season, and it was one for the ages. But what are your actual, are these baseball concerns? On the field?
Okay. I have a theory, just that Don Kelly had success early on because the Pirates, and Noah Hiles expressed this in his story as well, reported on this. In his story, that there was a excitement for the change from Derek Shelton to Don Kelly, and that did translate to some wins. I don't know how they correlate. But now that it's not new, Don Kelly's not new. He's been here for an extended period of time, for almost a full season. Are the players going to respond to him as much, just him? Assuming that they don't do anything in free agency again, which I hope they do.
Right.
But is Don Kelly alone enough to make me think that this team can be pushed to greater results?
Right.
Well, obviously the answer is no. They need to act in free agency.
Exactly.
And that's my concern.
Mm-hmm. So the other side of it.
It's great. He had success.
Yeah.
He improved the team. He was fresh. He ain't fresh anymore now.
Right.
You're coming into this season with, okay, we know Don Kelly. We know what to expect from Don Kelly. And not that it'd be fault of his own, but he, despite this signing, this extension, he's not enough. And I just want everybody to realize that. He's not enough. It will become monotonous.
Yep.
If they're not good enough to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's my question, too. Is he being set up to fail? Don Kelly has done such a great job, and we think that he could be the guy that really puts this all together. Are you going to give him the resources to do that? Are you going to actually act and give him the players to do that? Are you going to spend more? Are you going to raise your payroll? That's the other side of it. I don't know. And that's why I think, like, okay, if I'm Don Kelly, yeah, this is a great moment. This is unbelievable. This is everything that I've worked for as a coach, as a you know, interim manager, as a player. Like, you dream of opportunities like this, but are you in the best situation at the end of the day? I don't know. I don't know that. I'd have a lot of questions. A lot of questions if I was Don Kelly, but this is such an opportunity that you can't pass up. I get it. I get it. It's a tough situation. So you would just hope that they can do right by you. You would hope that they could do right by you. All right, coming up next, Callis has put a list together of events that happened throughout the Pirates season. Pirates season ended a couple days ago. Man, it was a wild season on and off the field. On and off the field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Soucha. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson, Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley will be back tomorrow. Jeff Hathorn will join the Fan Morning Show at 7 a.m. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, but they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Kelly extended as the Pirates manager. Ben Cherington will be back as the general manager. So, that's where you're at. That is where you're at. You have the best pitcher in baseball. He will be going into year three. You chose not to surround him with talent this past season, and the record showed. 71-91, the Pirates ended the season. Very, very frustrating season on the field. Very frustrating season off the field, on and off the field. A lot of weird stuff happened during this Pittsburgh Pirates season. Callis, you have put a list together of all the things that have happened throughout this last season of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You take it from here.
It's pretty darn bad. There's some stuff I forgot about that I did research on, too. So, February 12th, we'll start there. So this is just before spring training. It's announced that recent acquisition Spencer Horowitz has a chronic wrist injury and will be out for several months.
Yes. And that was the acquisition. I was like, okay, like that's... that's pretty decent.
It was the biggest trade acquisition.
The biggest trade one. You're like, all right, who'd you trade?
Luis Ortiz.
Which
was great considering his gambling issues. So.
But you finally get somebody in. It's like, oh, they're making some moves. They're doing something. Mm-hmm. And he hurts his wrist or has a chronic wrist injury.
Okay. On March 30th, the Pirates blow 3 of 4 games. Well, this was the 27th through the 30th, but the Pirates blew 3 of 4 games against the Miami Marlins to open the season.
That's right.
Not good. On March 31st, the Pirates officially transferred Jared Jones, starting pitcher, to the 60-day injured list for an elbow issue, and he later had surgery in May. Won't be ready for the start of 2026 either. It'll be a couple months into that season before he's ready to pitch for the Pirates again.
Yep.
April 6th, Pirates fans notice and react to a beer ad replacing the number 21 on the Clemente wall.
That was April 6th. So that was like the beginning of the season. Wow. Mm-hmm. That was literally like basically the start of the season.
It was around the time their home opening series. Yeah. Maybe it was the one after they played the Yankees, I remember, in a few games. But yeah, right at the beginning of the season. April 13th, Bucco brick removal outside of stadium creates controversy. The Pirates took some Bucco bricks, they put them in a dumpster and sent them to a landfill.
Yeah.
Bricks that people paid money to have outside the stadium.
Yes.
Which the Pirates did later apologize for and try to rectify.
But they did not warn or alert people that they were doing this.
Nope. They just did it.
Yep.
So there's that. May 1st, Pirates fan falls off the Clemente wall.
Hmm.
He's okay.
Yes.
He actually threw out the first pitch in one of his last games of the season.
I saw that.
So he's fine.
That's good.
Very scary in the moment, though.
That was wild to watch, to see on live. That was insane. Glad to know that he is okay.
Yeah,
to know.
May's a good month. So we've had two events in each month. May's a little more than that. On May 6th, reports say that a Pirates usher beat up a fan with a belt. Apparently the fan was harassing the usher, and the usher took the action of slapping him in the face with a belt.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. May 8th. Derek Shelton, relieved of duties as Pirates manager.
Man.
So those are 2 days apart.
All this has happened before. It felt like Shelton got relieved of his duties so long ago, and all this happened before Shelton got relieved of his... Wow. Wow.
Yeah. May 21st, Manuel Valdez, the replacement for Spencer Horowitz, out for the season, which what I believe was a shoulder injury. Horowitz came back a little bit later, but I thought it was funny that the guy that was supposed to replace him, that was playing first base consistently for the Pirates, ended up getting hurt with his own injury that knocked him out for the season. June 5th, Paul Skenes publicly acknowledges disappointing season from the Pirates on 93.7 The Fan at our 5-Alarm Marathon.
That's right. That's right. I was a part of the interview with Jason Mackey.
That was, I think, the first time Paul Skenes spoke out and said, hey, you know what? This isn't good enough.
Yes.
He had kind of hinted at it before, but that was the first time he was like, you know what? Yeah, we got to do better.
We got to be better.
We got to be better for the city. June 19th, Dennis Santana, relief pitcher for the Pirates, swings at a fan from the bullpen. Do you remember that?
I do. I do. I think something was said about a family member or something, and he tried to reach up and swing at the fan. Yes, I do remember that. Wow. Wow, I forgot about some of these. Yes, I do remember that.
Fast forward to the trade deadline. Key Brian Hayes gets traded to the Cincinnati Reds, and they had a little postseason push there. And he was hitting well.
Yes, he was.
I remember after he got traded, he got to play in that Speedway Classic, too. The Braves and the Reds got to play at that NASCAR track.
Uh-huh.
It was really cool. September 26th, so it kind of died down after the trade deadline. But the Pirates blow a lead against the Cincinnati Reds in Skenes' final start of the season, making his record 500 at 10-10.
What about the wasn't there a Rockies game? It was like 17-16.
Oh yeah, they did lose by a lot. Yeah, that's true.
Well, weren't they like winning the whole game though?
That was August 1st.
Weren't they winning?
They
by
were
a
up 9-0 after the first inning. On August 1st, they were up 9-0 in the first inning. Yeah, and they lost 17-16. They figured out a way to lose. Yeah.
Is that it, or you have more?
That's all I got.
That's it. That's a lot.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That's a lot. Oh, my goodness.
Four in May. Four big events in May.
It was a season of the ages. And to top it all off, obviously, them playing very, very bad this season. But Don Kelly was the, I guess if you want to call it, saving grace, that did make them somewhat competitive at times. I mean, their record, what was their record? And man, you probably can't, you could look this up real quick. What was their record against the Dodgers this year? It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, let me look real quick here. So,
pretty good.
Scrolling.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
They lost 2 of 3 in April to the Dodgers, and then they only played them again one more time.
Did they sweep them?
No, they lost 2 of 3 in April.
No, I mean the next time.
Let me see.
Oh, wait.
Scrolling. Great radio. Then in September, yeah. So the next time they played him was in September. Yes, they swept him.
Yeah.
In September. Hmm. So, yeah, they had a winning record against the Dodgers. But they only play, all National League opponents, they only play twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard to judge.
Mm-hmm.
But they swept them at home.
Right.
Which attests to the Pirates' poor road record.
Correct.
This season. Yeah, they lost the series to the Rockies. And that was the same series that they lost 17-16. They lost 2 of 3 to the Rockies in August.
Not good.
Good times. And the Rockies won 43 games this season.
Not good.
If the Pirates would have won those games. and a couple other teams would have just won something. The Rockies would have finished in the 30 wins in the 30s. Man.
Yeah, they got to make some changes.
Yeah.
Obviously, Donnie Kelly being extended, I'm a fan of it. At the end of the day, I am a fan of it. I think he earned it. I think he deserves it. But there's some other changes that need to be made, and I don't know if the Pirates are going to make them. But we'll hear from President of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Travis William, next. He's going to talk about the extension. He's going to talk about Charrington. He's going to talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates as a whole. We'll hear from him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fit Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pittsburgh Pirates extended Don Kelly as their manager. Ben Charrington, he will be back as general manager. So, a lot of questions still around the Pirates, and will they do right by Don Kelly? Will they give him all the resources that is needed to have a successful club? I don't think so. So I kind of feel bad for Don Kelly. At the same time, I feel great for Don Kelly for getting this opportunity, but I think he's just set up for failure. Paul Skeens, set up for failure. Will they do right by him? Well, they had an opportunity to do that this past season, and they didn't. They had an opportunity to do that the season before that, and they didn't at the trade deadline. So what makes us think that they're going to do that now? What makes us think that the Pirates are all of a sudden, well, now we have to put some effort into making this a legit ball club? Well, why'd you wait till now? Even if you did do it now, if you do it now, why do you wait till now to actually put that effort forward? So, happy for Don Kelly, but still, I still think it's going to be a very tough situation. President of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Travis Williams. He spoke to the media yesterday. Also, Ben Charrington spoke to the media yesterday after the Don Kelly extension. We'll hear from Charrington a little bit later, but here is Travis Williams and what he said to the media after the Kelly extension.
Travis, how would you assess this year as the Pirates franchise as a whole, on and off the field?
It was a very frustrating year in 2025, both on and off the field. That's not only the sentiment of Bob Nutting, but also myself and everybody else in the organization. We know we need to be better, and we will be better in 26.
What gives you the faith that Ben is the right general manager to make this team better in 26?
Well, our belief and expectation is that this team is a lot closer than our performance and our records would suggest. Our goal is to win in 26 and make the playoffs, period, full stop. And we know that, with that in mind, we know that we need to build on the momentum that we've already built, that we already have, and moving forward. We have the best young pitching staff in all of baseball. We've got a great core of young position players. In addition to that, we have one of the best farm systems in baseball and the top prospect in baseball. And at the same time, we know that we need to be better. We need to do things differently this offseason. We need to make sure that we're making the changes within baseball operations to be able to provide our players with the support that they need in order to be able to perform at an optimal level. And we also know at the same time that we need to be able to acquire or build on our offense. And we're going to do that through trades or through through acquisitions, trades or free agency acquisitions. And we need to be willing to do that aggressively and decisively through this offseason.
When you say that you believe you're not far away, could you understand how some people would be skeptical to hear that? Because the record is worse this year. And, yeah, there are some players that are close, but a lot of the high-ranked prospects aren't that close. What do you say to people who might you know, disagree with your assessment?
I think you have to look at what we have in terms of talent. Again, building off of one of the best young pitching staffs in all of baseball, but we knew we fell short offensively. We had an historically bad offensive year, but those are things that can be course corrected, and we believe that we have the ability to do that this offseason. We've given ourselves the flexibility at the trade deadline in terms of payroll, and we believe that we have the ability to go out and add, and we have pitching depth that we can use in order to turn that into hitting depth.
You've one of the lowest payrolls in all of baseball. How much do you feel like you've actually provided the resources for this to be a winning organization?
We have sufficient resources to be able to go out and build a team that can make the playoffs in 2026. It's not a resource issue. Now we just need to go out and execute.
So when you say sufficient,
will major league payroll increase this year?
We're not going to speak to payroll. We never have in the past. But we have the resources sufficient to be able to win and make the playoffs in 2026.
How do you define that being sufficient? What quantifies that?
Again, I'm not going to speak to quantification of payroll. There's lots of things that go into making sure that you're be able to be successful in a season. That includes adding, again, taking from a position of strength, pitching, and being able to turn that into hitting. There's opportunities there. It's not just a matter of what you're adding in terms of payroll and free agency acquisitions. But there's lots of ways you can do that. And in addition to that, we need to be able to make the changes inside of baseball operations to continue to improve and allow our players to continue to improve at the major league level and have success at the major league level.
But on the note, you're saying it's sufficient. The past records would show that they're insufficient. You haven't won a division since 1992. So how do you say that it's sufficient?
Feel confidence that it's sufficient to be able to be successful and make the playoffs in 2026.
Okay. Travis, specifically with Ben, what are the traits that you like about him or tells you that he's the guy going forward? Remains the guy going forward?
Well, I think given where this team is at this point in time, the strengths that we have in terms of our pitching staff, the young core position players that we have, and what we have in terms of our farm system coming up, we felt at the end of the day that making a change as a general manager would set us back. That's not what our fans expect. That's not what we expect. We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop. And so we did not want to veer from that, and we're pushing it all in and making sure that we are able to make the playoffs in 2026.
Travis, there was a lot of stuff, especially early in the year. You guys had some off the field, some stuff, you know, from the sign to the bricks, et cetera. Fans got upset. You know, fans may have lost trust in the organization. What is the organization doing to make sure that side of the business doesn't make those errors again? And what do you say to people that might say that we just don't trust that the organization maybe has our best interests in mind?
Well, first of all, we start day in and day out with the fans first. That's always a fans first mentality. We did have some unforced errors early in this year. We owned them. We course corrected, made the adjustments that we needed to make internally and externally, fixing those mistakes that we made. And that starts with me. It's really on me at the end of the day, and I owned it, and the organization owns it, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
On the note of the organization, players themselves have been critical of the state of this organization. What is your response to that?
Just like our fans, our players deserve to have an organization that they can be proud of and that gives them the opportunity to come out every day and play to the best of their ability. And as you heard Ben say earlier and you heard me say, we're going to provide all the resources that are necessary to make sure that happens.
You say make the playoffs period full stop. Next year will be Ben's seventh. Is it fair to say that, forgive the phrase here, that you guys are sort of on the clock? Like, it can't just be we have the potential to do X, we have the potential to Y, that if you guys have the feeling that if you don't get to X or Y next year, that there will be changes that will be beyond just sort of making a full-time manager?
Listen, I came here to win. Came here 6 years ago to win. Came from an organization that won. I know what it takes. We haven't done it yet. At the same time, I'm not thinking about whether I'm on the clock or not. I'm here every day showing up, making sure that we do everything we can to win. Ben is doing the same. Everybody else in this organization is doing the same.
Listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make the playoffs full stop.
And, period. Full stop.
Full stop.
That's the next phrase. That's a drop. Period. Full stop. He said that like four times.
Yep, he did. He did.
We're going to make the playoffs, period, full stop.
Well.
Look, I get I get Noah Hyles. I mean, I heard him asking questions, you know, and I get that. It's just when you talk about the resources, it's like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be payroll. I didn't interpret that question that way. Can you tell us the specific resources?
Yeah, right.
That's all. Like, are you doing the research and development thing? Do you have a lot of prospects you have faith in? I mean, that's resources.
Right.
Do you have special scouts that know how to find talent? What are the resources?
I don't think he knows. I don't know. There's some things that you do want to keep in-house, I understand, as an organization, but there's a lot of questions, and you'll keep getting peppered with questions until those questions are answered. And if you say that you're going to – you say your, you know, process is to make the playoffs full stop, well, the process starts now. So let's see it get put together, because I don't know how much faith we all have in that process, that building process happening anytime soon. So –
Period, full stop.
All right, coming up next. Steelers in the AFC North. They're in the lead, which is kind of crazy. But at the same time, it's not. There's a lot of things that have happened in the AFC North. Could this be for real? We'll talk about that next. 50-minute mark of the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Dickerson, Kals here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Adam Crowley will be back tomorrow. So we think. Probably say he has a cold or something because he's getting in late. I have to take off tomorrow, too. Who knows? It's all right. We're holding the fort down. As my dad used to say when I was younger, hold the fort down.
I get to talk more because he's not here. This is tremendous.
It is great. It's great. It's great to hear from you. Don't look now. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in first place of the AFC North. Is it for real? I kind of think so. Now, they have a lot to clean up, clearly. But if you look around the AFC North and you think about the Steelers this week and this weekend coming up, they'll be kicking their feet up. After their trip to Ireland, they'll be probably watching some games going on this weekend, this Sunday. And if you take a trip around the AFC North and you're the Pittsburgh Steelers while you're on your bye week and you're trying to get guys healthy, we'll dive into that even more later on in the show, getting guys healthy and what to expect during this bye week. But while you're kicking your feet up in the Browns, they play, and you're checking out the Browns game, and they play, let's see here, just had it pulled up, the Cleveland Browns, they play the Minnesota Vikings in London. So the Minnesota Vikings, they just played in Ireland. Now they're going to fly to, or they probably already did fly to London. Now the Cleveland Browns are going to fly to London, play an international game against the Vikings, who just got beat by the Steelers. So they're going to be looking for revenge and trying to get on the right track. The Cleveland Browns have to travel internationally to play the Vikings. The Baltimore Ravens, the banged up Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson's probably not going to play. I think he's out 2 to 3 weeks. That has been reported, so allegedly out 2 to 3 weeks. Ronnie Stanley, their tackle, was banged up in the game. Roquan Smith, their linebacker, is out for a few weeks. Marlon Humphrey, he got banged up in the game. They're a banged up football team. Trying to find their identity this year. They haven't found it yet. They are 1-3. Just got whooped by the Kansas City Chiefs. They play the Houston Texans. A desperate football team. Both teams are very desperate right now, but you're going to be without your best player in Lamar Jackson. So expect Derrick Henry to get the ball 98 times in that football game. But the Houston Texans are desperate for a win. That is going to be a tough game. It's an AFC game as well. So you're watching the Ravens. You're watching the Browns. Two tough opponents, I would say, especially without your playmaker. And then you go to the Cincinnati Bengals, who got whooped last night. Whooped. By the Broncos, 28-3. The Cincinnati Bengals cannot do anything. We already knew that their defense was going to be trash this year. We already knew their defense was going to be trash. Then Joe Burrow gets hurt, has to get surgery on a turf toe. And Jake Browning steps in. I don't know if he's thrown a pass over 20 yards. They scored 3 points last night. 3 points. Cincinnati Bengals are done. So you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're looking around the AFC North this weekend. While you're off, while you're getting healthy, the Ravens have the Texans. The Browns have to travel to London. and play the Vikings and the Bengals, who just came off of a tough loss last night, who are down in the dumps, don't think that they're probably going to do anything this year. They have to play the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Yikes. So even though the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't on the field this coming weekend, the Pittsburgh Steelers are somewhat winning this coming weekend by not being on the field and getting healthy. And they're still in first place of the AFC North. This might be for real, everybody. I wouldn't get too high right now. Steelers still have some issues that they have to solve. They have their own problems. We know that. That win was very significant in Ireland. Very significant. As I said yesterday, the reason why I think it was significant, because you beat an explosive football team that could beat you and put up points and have the best wide receiver in the game. They have a great schemer on defense, and you figure out a way to win that football game. Now, you've almost figured out a way to lose the football game, but you were in control most of that football game as the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now you're in your bye week, and you're looking at the teams in your division, and it is a tough task for all those teams to win this weekend while you are at home. So, listen. If the Steelers can take advantage of this and take care of their own business, they're going to be fine this year. They're going to be fine, at least during the regular season. Things got really interesting after watching that Chiefs game, Chiefs-Ravens game. The way even if Lamar Jackson didn't get hurt, they are very frustrated. You could just see it all over their face. You could see it on Derrick Henry's face. You could see it on John Harbaugh's face. You could see it on Lamar Jackson's face, that they are frustrated. They do not have answers, and especially on defense. And now they're banged up. Probably without their corner, probably without their linebacker, without their tackle, without their quarterback. Oof. Man, tough task for the Ravens. Still too early, but you can't help but love to look at these standings and see where the Steelers are and moving forward, because the Steelers come out of the bye week and play the Browns, who will have to travel back from London after possibly losing to the Vikings. So, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got to clean some stuff up. But love where you're at right now. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn. He joins the show. We'll talk about Donnie Kelly. We'll talk about Ben Cherington, the Pittsburgh Steelers, all the good stuff with Jeff Hathorn. He is up next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.